The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The holidays in South Florida mean lots of Latino tradition. For Homestead's growing Mexican-American community, they feature rituals like the Christmas Posada. But this year, that street procession included an exuberant debut, a performance by the city's new Mariachi Academy. WLRN digital intern Alisa Mendez has more on this local Mexican milestone.
When it comes to religion, there's nothing more Mexican than La Posada. That's the reenactment of the Virgin Mary's search for a place to give birth to Jesus. When it comes to music, there's nothing more Mexicano than mariachi, the lively mix of trumpets, violins, and all sorts of guitars. Put them together, and you've got a perfect Mexican Christmas. That's how Mexican Americans in Homestead celebrated Posada earlier this month. The mariachi part was new. Last year, the Mexican American Council in Homestead got a $60,000 grant from the Knight Foundation to open a mariachi music academy for kids and teenagers. It was part of the Knight Arts Challenge.
The idea is to bring this type of folklore and history and knowledge to the children of migrant farm workers.
Maria Garza is president of the council. She and her husband, Cipriano, envisioned the academy.
To experience, to learn how to read and write music, to learn about the history of mariachi music. Our farmworker families earn less than $20,000 a year. And so they have no additional funds to send their children to musical lessons or singing lessons or anything like that. Well, they're getting it for free.
The academy held auditions in September to pick students who showed the most promise for learning mariachi instruments. 38 kids ages 8 to 16 were chosen.
You see the tears coming out of some of the moms' eyes when they were notified that their children, their kids were selected. You see the pride in the faces and in the eyes of the fathers when they see their kid walking in and a musical instrument is given to them to play.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro, y...
They practice every Wednesday and Saturday in two housing units inside the Homestead Housing Authority complex. Elena Marquez is one of the students.
My experience been really good because I actually got to play the violin, an instrument that I always wanted to play a long time ago.
Elena's brother Andres says he's learning a lot here too.
I learned some notes from the trumpet and I learned how to blow on the trumpet and how to stand.
Their first performance was at the Homestead Posada in a fiesta at El Toro Taco restaurant on South Chrome Avenue. The mariachi ensemble played the Mexican standard Cielito Lindo, José Feliciano's Feliz Navidad, and the famous villancico Mi Burrito Sabanero. The Mariachi Academy helps young people here learn about their Mexican cultural roots. José Zabalgoitia is Mexico's consul general in Miami, and he helped gather support for the academy. He sees a lot of immigrants struggle to integrate into their new country while keeping their traditions.
Having mariachi is, I think, for the people that are struggling to combine these two forces and get the best out of those two main possibilities on their lives, mariachi can become the way to link it and to integrate it.
Mariachi schools are usually seen in large Mexican-American communities like Los Angeles and San Antonio. The Homestead Academy is a reminder that Florida's Mexican-American population is almost 700,000 and now the state's third largest Hispanic group. The Mexican-American Council is planning to do more fundraising for the Mariachi Academy. They have performances scheduled for February, March, and April. I'm Elisa Mendez in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.